Wow. Whoa. Welcome.
Blown away.
That effect knocked me back.
I didn't know the wide shot was going to look quite like that. That looks, it looks like we're calling attention to the fact that
Derek's not here.
Our friend is dead.
Johnny, keep the camera only on Rocco and then go fix the wide camera. And Rocco, talk as if it's, so Johnny, go fix it right now.
Okay. No one will know.
And then
I just don't
want
to call attention because there's a lot of, when we go live, I don't want there to be like a pandemonium because it's not, everyone's already scared of
it. No, already.
Scared of what? I haven't heard of what's happening.
Pandemics.
We don't need to go into it.
All kinds of shit.
We'll talk about it tomorrow, but I don't want, I just don't want to scare the audience.
I don't know.
Yeah, ease them into it.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
Let's go live now. Ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Ready, Brian?
2, 1.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. We are coming. We are popping off the screen. I'm trying to think of a game of reference.
God damn it. Not going well.
No, it's going great. Shut the fuck up. It's going excellent. It's going great.
It's all about entertainment, Sean.
Okay. I was trying to think of a gamer reference. Fuck.
Mountain Dew, quick.
Okay.
Another one.
It's like the Juno reactor in here. We're fucking pumping it full of dynamite to pop that off. Pop it over the city. It crushes the town below.
It's the plate falls.
Fuck.
On the slopes.
Johnny. It was. Johnny, get a close up on my sweatshirt.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that, ew.
Fuck you.
Now it's going bad.
Theme
now
song.
Now it's bad.
I'm a lonely horse. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
Hello, everyone.
I want to apologize to Sean
real
quick.
Okay.
That I got the reactors mixed up.
Mm.
I know
I knew it. I was going to correct you, but you were in such a piss poor mood. I didn't do it.
I know you're an FF7 nut.
Nut.
I don't want it to get all fucked up in editing and you try to like move my words around. I'm just owning it. I'm here and I'm apologizing. I got.
Okay.
I think everything else I nailed in that intro, but.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds right.
The reactor, I got that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize.
Yep. Yep, that's okay. Thank you for your apology, and I wholeheartedly accept.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are really good friends.
We've been through a lot. You know, I saw 1917, and you know how they went through the trenches and all this stuff? That's like us.
Ah!
We're those guys.
It's like you guys?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see it now.
We've gone through a lot together. Crazy day.
Yeah, our podcast is kind of like 1917. It's all kind of done one shot.
One shot. There's no cuts. Not one cut in this.
Not one.
I just said. We should do a 1917 style podcast one of these days where it's just one camera angle the whole time.
Sure.
Not possible.
We'll see if we can get it done.
No.
But
walk around
we might
city?
Be the first podcasters to kind of.
Have that crazy idea.
You know, we're trying to break the mold. Do you remember back in the early days of the podcast, we had the plan to set a record? We looked up what the longest podcast was.
Yeah.
Sure.
At that point,
it wasn't that long.
It was, podcasts hadn't been around that long, but in themselves. But there was one show, what was the name of it? It was a girl and a guy. I don't remember. Maybe it was someone and the girl. Jake and the girl. Or some podcast like that.
Okay.
Where they had podcasted for 72 hours straight.
Ugh.
Without sleeping. And we fully had the plan, remember?
Yeah.
And we almost did it, but then we had to put it off because, oh, you know what? Monday we have to do this thing. Well, let's not do it this weekend. Well, let's do it then. And so we put it off, but we were gonna go 72 hours straight podcasting. Because at that point, At one point, I did a DVD for E3.
Yeah.
Ubisoft hired us to Keith and the Girl. That was the name of the show.
Holy
shit. Somebody remembered it. I think that's what it was. But Ubisoft in 2005 hired us to make a DVD to give out at E3.
Right.
Like, yeah. That was the giveaway at their booth.
We signed those DVDs.
Yeah. That was the giveaway at their booth.
Gave them at the crowds.
Yeah. At their E3 booth, they gave away Mega 64 DVDs, which that was like, at that point, that was huge. I mean, again, YouTube was really not a thing.
Yeah.
And to have one of the biggest video game companies handing out a physical product with your
name
on it.
There was a big sign. Mega 64 signing now. E3 exclusive things.
Yeah.
And it was funny crazy. Because I would say 40% of people knew who we were. And the other 60 were just in line. Like, oh, there's a line. I got in it.
Free DVD.
Yeah, yeah. We had a signing and stuff. I forgot about that. But to get it done in time, it would have to have been to the printers in 3 days. So I stayed up. Because I didn't know how to make a DVD really at that point. Maybe a little bit, but not for mass production in that same way. So I had to learn it, and so I stayed up for 72 hours and got it done. That's the longest I've ever stayed up without sleeping. And so once I did that, I thought, oh, we could do it. I've done it. We could do it.
Right.
We could do a podcast like that. And it's so funny. Like that wouldn't have been entertaining at all.
Not entertaining.
After the first day. No. One day of it would have been good.
Misery that would have been.
We kind of took the idea of that and reformed it into the MLK.
Right. You know, stream. Which is fun. Mm-hmm. That's a great time.
Yeah. When the MLK stream started, that was 10 years ago, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And the first day of that, we did stream 24 hours. And I thought it did remain pretty entertaining for most of it. But after that, you're too gone.
Yeah.
It's not.
You're out of steam.
It's not even that can you stay up that long? Your brain isn't running at all cylinders. So like, yeah, you're awake,
right.
But you're not producing anything entertaining. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You start to get like bites on your tongue or like sores on your cheek from talking that
so
long.
Much.
Really?
I remember where we've gone and done a lot of shows and then it's like, by the end of it, my tongue's all chewed up.
Oh, my God.
I got tired.
Really? I never noticed that.
Remember how tired I used to come into the podcast?
Yes.
All the time?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I would constantly be working too much and then bite my tongue.
Yeah.
Literally.
And figuratively. How about that?
Anyway, yeah. So we didn't end up doing that.
No.
But we should try now.
Aren't you glad?
I do think we should try now.
Yeah.
We never broke the record.
There's a new record.
Is there a new record?
It's got to be.
I hope the record's gone back.
Keith and the girl probably went back.
Well, we broke it with the MLK stream. We hold the record.
Well, I hope that the 72-hour podcast, I hope that got taken off the books or something. I hope something happened. Maybe Guinness isn't around anymore. And we can do like, the longest one now is 6 hours. And then we can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40-hour. I would do a 40-hour podcast. I'd do that.
Oh, a full...
I could do that.
We got to wrap this up. I need to go buy toilet paper now.
No, the stores are...
Yeah, they're out. You already
missed it. I was there yesterday.
Yeah.
I took photos. It's empty shelves, bro.
Which store did you go to?
All of them.
Oh.
I saw an ABC News report, and I had to get on it, and I visited Costco.
Okay.
I visited Vaughn's.
Mm.
Gone.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to Costco today, too. It was gone.
Yeah.
You know what? I went to Costco just for regular stuff. Because I go there once a week just to get things for like school lunches and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, wish me luck. I'm going to go to the fucking Costco. It's going to be insane. Ghost town.
You know where they
No one was really? There. No one was there.
Oh.
You know who was in there?
Who?
People wearing masks, sanitizing every shelf and everything.
Cleanup crew.
Yeah. They gave me a cart.
Damn.
Someone was wearing a mask. They sanitized the cart and they gave me the cart. And then when I gave the cart back, they took it and they sanitized the cart again.
Oh,
and
my
was like,
God.
What the fuck is happening? And it was just me and these sanitizing people, and it was like no one.
Yeah,
on the shelves.
No one's even there.
There's no water. There's no toilet paper.
You should have gone to Home Depot.
Of the pallets above, empty, barren.
Home Depot's got the toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah. That's the secret.
That's a secret.
Home Depot.
I found out. You know, 10 News. I'm
telling
you.
But really,
what?
Like, I needed to get toilet paper just to like have some.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, what?
All
hey,
seriousness?
Why are there people getting 18 carts of it when I just need one pack?
That doesn't make sense to me either. Because I did go to the grocery store yesterday. They were out of that toilet paper. That was the one thing that was like, wow, the toilet paper aisle
why
is
that?
Empty.
I don't know.
I don't
specifically
understand.
That. You got to wipe your ass.
That's
bad?
What I keep seeing. The hoarding is only toilet paper.
This made me realize, though, in the future, if shit hits the fan and we
become...
Yeah, thank you. And we become a civilization that money is no good anymore. People will buy things in toilet paper. That will be the currency.
You know what's funny? I had already bought toilet paper at Costco like a month ahead.
Yeah. Sure.
And I have enough of it, I think, to last a year.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need more than one?
That, yeah, the Costco thing is so big.
They sell them in giant things.
I have a family of six at my house, and we can make it, like, a while.
Yeah.
Why are you getting more than one?
I get one Costco thing of it, and that lasts. You don't know how. Guys, I'm wiping my ass for, like, 6 months with that.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Get a bidet.
I just don't.
That's what I'm saying. That's the way. Issues. Half the world already has that.
Coronavirus future, man. We're all going to get those little easy seat bidet install things.
Mm. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're
so dude, no way, Brian knows.
Yeah, that thing was fucking awesome in Japan.
Hey, we can talk about this. Derek's not here. Okay, in all seriousness,
sure. Yeah.
Derek is being treated. He should be fine. I'm going to say probably by midway through this podcast.
He'll pull through. Okay, good.
But we can talk about this while he's not here. He blew it.
When he was in Japan,
he refused to use any of those weird toilet options.
Oh, he missed
That's
out.
Like half the reason to go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
use toilet paper fucking at all. There's no need. Because I had Jet Blaster Turbo Lift Maximum Burn.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sprays it right in.
Little piece of heaven.
Does it burp out? You burp the water back out?
I don't think you know how this works, but that is disgusting.
No, you're disqualified.
You are being
Sean and I get it.
You're clearly being gross about it.
Oh, come on. I'm clearly not being gross. I'm clearly explaining that if you can open up to the hyper shower burst and take in a bit of the warmth and then burp it out and you get all the remnants, all everything flushed away clean, then you just hit the dryer.
You know what?
You don't do that?
Don't go to Japan with him.
Yeah, I refuse. Japan, do not let him in.
Yeah.
A New Yorker taught me that. It's not even a
Johnny's secret. Real quick, speaking of that,
taught me that.
I know someone who went to Japan or flew there yesterday, and they've been, like, posting their experience.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
You scared the fucking shit out of me, dude.
You fucked me up.
Oh my God.
I'm not scared.
I was ready for war, too.
Oh, my God. No, we were just talking about nothing.
Didn't you guys know I was coming?
I did, but not like that.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't really get me.
You're being treated.
Yeah, I was talking to Rocco. I was in communication with Rocco.
Yeah.
Well...
I didn't mean to scare anybody.
You kept us in the loop.
That was my fault. I was trying to just gently alert everybody to my presence. Here I am.
So I didn't want to cause a panic or anything like that, but like, does everything work out?
Uh-oh, no. Okay. Don't do that. Johnny's shaking his head.
We'll cut this out on Tuesday.
Johnny's not happy right now.
We'll cut it out on Tuesday.
Oh my God!
You want some inhaler?
Is that how it sounds? I can't breathe.
Coughing? Yes.
Everything's fine.
Good, bro.
I was just in the middle of saying that someone I know flying to Japan has had the weirdest experience the whole way because they took the flight from wherever.
Yeah,
sure.
U.S. to it's like a quarter full. It's like
oh my God!
They got the plane to themselves, and every tourist that they've seen, when you're over there, you do see people from America, whatever. Yeah. Not happening right now. Like, it's just...
Really?
Anybody they see that isn't Japanese is, like, from a European country or something like
it
that.
It is... I have heard that in Europe, especially, there have been flights that are completely empty, but they're flying them anyways.
So they don't lose the slots. Because there's a law that
it's like
if
a lane.
Yeah.
Like a flight lane.
And if they don't use it a certain percent of the time they lose that slot or something
like
that.
And their airline can get it.
So they're
sounds like a waste of fuel.
It is. So they're flying empty planes back and forth like all day, every
day. How dare you?
Yeah.
The government's cool.
Fucking.
I think that's a UK thing. A UK or Europe thing?
I don't know.
Fucking Eurovision.
So that's them, Derek. The US government still rules.
Mm. Yeah.
So don't need to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't scared. I'm not worried.
Mm.
Actually, I need to thank Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny Cakes, because he is so worried.
It's actually pushed me
to the point where I don't give a fuck
anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, I did see, I did see a change.
Fuck anymore.
So we were at PAX East. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. We were all there in Boston. and
shaking his head no back there.
And during the show, there was a feeling of like, did we, you know, we in the midst of all this, we're heading right into a many tens of thousands of people.
Oh, event. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to be on the plane. I didn't want to be in PAX.
Yeah.
Like, every day since leaving PAX, I'm checking like coronavirus Boston. Any outbreaks?
Yeah.
You know, oh man, at Logan International Airport, may have had coronavirus. Fuck, I was at Logan International Airport.
Yeah, but Derek, I saw a change in you.
Yeah.
Because you were worried. So was I.
I was very worried.
You were worried while we were there.
I saw it. I got 2 weeks worth of non-perishable foods.
Whoa.
I got cat food. I got 48 rolls of toilet paper.
Oh, see, there we go.
I'm set for the quarantine. Mm. But, not to cut you off.
No, oh no, but I was going to say, I saw a change in you when we got back.
Yeah.
Because then we saw Johnny. Johnny wasn't with us at PAX East.
Yeah.
Once we met up with Johnny, Derek was different after that. Derek was, all right, this isn't that big of a deal.
Johnny?
Seriously.
Johnny was a new benchmark in fear.
Hey.
Yeah. I don't want to be rude.
No, please be.
But I'm gonna be a little Johnny. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be a little rude to you.
What else to do?
Oh, fuck.
I'm so nice.
That was a joke. Let him have it.
So nice to you. He's annoying with this shit.
Yeah.
And he fucking got under my skin with this. Now, and I'm like, I don't want to hear about Corona anymore. I'm fucking tired of this shit. This shit's overrated. And then I started thinking about it and like doing the math, and I was like, okay, at the time, 80,000 people in the world got corona. While I was just at PAX, 80,000 people were in that building. Every person in the world with corona could fit in that one building. That's not that big of a deal.
Well, to me, Johnny, can you show your hands on camera? Or
this dude's hands are so dry. If you don't want to,
that's fine.
It's so dry.
Oh, you've been using a lot of hand sanitizer?
I've been hanging out with Johnny. He keeps complaining that his hands are itching and burning because they're so dry. Because he washes so goddamn much.
You're cracking open and probably exposing yourself to more.
That's a new entry point, dude.
That's actually a very good point, Garrett.
Yeah, it looks like you got corona rash.
It's an entry point, right, Rocco?
Yeah, if your skin cracks, it's an entry point.
Oh, yes. That's bad. The alcohol-based hand sanitizers are terrible.
The chat is saying he needs handy gel.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, good reference.
Yeah, he showed me that, like, Johnny, your hands look fucked up. He's like, I wash them like 20,000 times a day. Dog. No. Did he say dog? He didn't say dog.
No.
He said homie. He said homie.
Homie.
Sorry, Johnny. Johnny, I understand your fears. You're worried.
But we should say.
But I'm not.
We should say, though, that to compound his fear, he was already like that.
Sure.
The day we got back here at the office after PAX East, me and Kevin were both sick.
Yeah, that's true.
I was feeling wiped out, but I still came into the office. I'm like, I think I'm okay.
Me, Derek, and John are like, no.
Yeah. I stood at the entrance and I went, wait, before I come in, what do you think I should do? And it was, Kevin was messaging like, hey, I don't think I should come in, you know, whatever. I'm like, well, I'm already in the building. What do you guys think? And we finished a couple things, and then I just went home, and I've slept ever since. I slept the last 3 days. Like, I was in, like, coma mode, and I feel great now. But I guess Kevin is not much
Kevin
better.
Is still
Kevin is not much
in
better.
Coma mode.
Well, so, he ain't sleeping. He's a newlywed.
Oh. Yeah,
that's what. Hey, he literally did tell me he hadn't slept that much, and I was like,
wow.
But he said because he had a sore throat, and it was keeping him up.
Is that a symptom?
Ooh, what's he putting in that?
Johnny, is that a symptom?
Johnny, is that a symptom?
What's going on?
It is a symptom. God damn it, Kevin.
Oh my God.
See, I had a sore throat the first day, and then I slept a ton and it was gone. I feel great now, but this is the first time I've been out of bed in like 3 days. But I feel great.
Wow.
I like it.
Sleeping like 14 hours a night will help you.
Did you watch movies?
Yes. I watch a ton of shit.
How was American Movie? Did you like it?
I didn't.
American
that
Movie?
One.
Yeah.
The movie you let him borrow 10 years ago?
What was the week that Moana came out on DVD? Because that was the same day that I gave him.
I think that was Christmas.
Didn't he say he was going to watch it?
Yeah.
Next time he was sick.
He said he was going to watch it.
I ran out of time.
What did you watch What did you watch?
I watched Tex Avery cartoons.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I watched Blue Velvet.
Okay.
Weird movie. Weird.
Well, which was better? Tex Avery, probably.
Tex Avery was funnier.
Yeah.
I disagree.
But Blue Velvet was good. My favorite, I do have to say, my favorite Tex Avery cartoon is when the wolf sees the redhead. Do you remember that one?
Of course.
And he goes, baby wants to fuck. But I was on NyQuil, so I don't know if I'm mixing those up.
The wolf sings to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. In dreams, I think of you.
Did you watch anything you'd already seen before besides Tex Avery? Like a movie, like, oh, I've already seen this, but I'll put it on anyways.
No, I watched all new stuff. All new stuff. I only wanted to see stuff I hadn't seen before.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
But anyway, no, but before getting into the movie shit, though, I do want to say, to cap that off, We Were Sick, that did make Johnny more worried. He actually did have masks. Right? Mm-hmm. You had masks, and I got a mask.
I invited Johnny to go to the movies with me on Friday, and his response was, homie, I ain't trying to be in a movie theater right now.
It's real. They had to push that fucking James Bond movie back. It's happening.
Oh, did that really happen? They pushed the Bond
movie? They pushed a movie?
Wow. The James Bond movie. Yeah.
Hey,
wow.
March 7th, which is, oh my God. You guys, that was yesterday. 2017 is when I let Rocco borrow that movie. That's 3 years.
Wow.
He's had
to the day.
Almost
to the day he's had my fucking movie.
Well, I'm busy, dude.
He's a very important man, Sean. He is busy.
I didn't know there were like 50 episodes of Mega Ranger, and I'm like halfway through. Jesus. So I gotta finish that.
I'm gonna do you a favor now. You're gonna like this. I'm gonna turn it on its head. Could we go to a wide shot here? Sean, I don't think Rocco would get American Movie. I just don't.
That's possible.
I just think it's too.
I don't think he would. I. The more I think about it,
it's like a comedy classic, a movie about making filmmaking, and
he wouldn't
just don't
like this.
He wouldn't like it because it's a little artistic, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just there's no nobody morphs in it.
It requires like deep thinking.
Yeah, nobody fights monsters in it.
It is really
maybe
cool
I
how
wanted
it relates
to be alert
to
and reactive and everything and
in
the right mindset.
And he hasn't been that once in the last 3 years.
Yeah, and he hasn't hit that mindset in 3 years.
Well, I'm saying this
I don't
weekend.
Think there's any hope.
I'm saying this weekend. I was under medication. I didn't know what was going on.
I don't think he's going to get
Blue
it.
Blue Velvet was great, though. You know, whatever.
He's motivated. Now he says, "Give him one more weekend; he'll watch it."
You know what? Right. Someone get me sick. Give me a little sicker, and I'll find the time.
Go hang with Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah, let me go hang with Kevin.
He ain't sleeping.
Kevin was gonna come in, but I think he was, but I said don't.
Johnny's not touching his face.
That's good.
It's probably good, but he keeps complaining that his face is itching.
Well, his hands are so coarse, he probably
scratches
himself.
So I'm offering
himself
to touch his face for him. Like, I'll scratch your face for you, but
friend.
He won't let me.
Did you guys see the clip online? I love the edit somebody made of the CDC person.
I saw that, yeah.
She's talking out there. The most important thing, as always, is wash your hands and just do not touch your face. That's really all you can do, and it's that simple. Anyway, and then they just cut to Curb Your Enthusiasm.
She licks
credits.
Her finger.
That was cracking me up. Anyway.
That's a death sentence.
But yeah, anyway, that's all.
A death sentence.
But I'm feeling good now. Everything is all good. And I want to say thank you to everyone who came to PAX East and saw us. We had a really fun. We had our booth there. Everyone that stopped by, thanks for stopping by. But we had a really fun panel there. You may have seen it was crashed.
What?
Hideki Kamiya.
This was insane.
Yeah. So I want to say, too, Sean ended up having to stay behind.
Yes, that is true.
So he wasn't there.
Poor guy.
Yeah. I missed you.
Did you really?
Yeah. We did miss you.
I was thinking they're probably so happy I'm not there right now. That's why.
Well, yeah, but.
I knew it.
But, yeah, Hideki Kamiya showed up. He flew all the way to America.
That's a far
for
flight.
His last he was there for that 10 minutes at our panel, and then he flew back.
And a ton of other Japanese developers were dipping out of PAX East left and right. Like, super last
minute. Yeah, I was actually surprised. Yeah, most Japanese studios did not end up coming to PAX East, but Kamiya was there, Inaba, all the Platinum people were there. And I was really, I honestly was not sure that was going to happen, but they showed up, and they got revenge. They showed up at the panel. That was a fun panel moment. Anybody who was there, that was pretty crazy. But
I saw several videos people were just posting, and people were going fucking nuts in the crowd.
Yeah,
so that was cool.
Yeah, because
that was the best.
We showed the video. It really couldn't have timed better because we showed the video, and then it ends on that scene of him flying to America, and then it ended, and he walked through the door. So
did you
plan
that? You timed that, right?
It was. I think they were listening.
Oh my God! They just knew. They knew. Hell yeah. No, that was but really yeah. cool. That looked that cool.
Thanks.
You get you that sure? FOMO? Yeah. Missed out?
I looked, a lot I of the...
Cool. Hey, what the fuck?
What the fuck happened?
What the fuck are you doing
Johnny,
over there?
Johnny! Johnny. It's okay.
Come Jeez, on.
Don't break camera, the camera.
Brian, what, come what on, that? Johnny. Don't
no, break the camera. That? Fucking, that camera is on like a hydraulic
what
tripod.
Kind of a shot is that?
That every now
oh,
and then.
Hey, oh, whoa, come on. Johnny, Johnny, what are you doing?
You're fucking up the shot, bro.
Are you messing with the tape? It was taped for a reason, Johnny.
Bro, don't peel that
How
tape
do you
off.
You fucked with the tape. You don't.
Could you help him?
Don't peel the tape off the camera.
Here to help him. Oh my
no!
God!
Oh
fuck, Johnny! No! Oh my God,
Johnny! If you're oh mad, God. Don't take it out on our equipment.
Please. I like that our equipment is held together by gaffer's tape, and then when it
well,
fails,
it's the stupidest
it
thing ever. We'll get a new tripod for that. I've been saying that for like a year, but it's got like a hydraulic thing. Why would anyone want it to be spring loaded? Seriously, it's the most spring loaded stupid thing.
Well, just yeah. point it down. Just point it down. Just tilt it down. Yeah, tilt it down. Angle it. Johnny,
that was
angle
scary.
It.
I thought it was going to take off.
You told me to fix it. Now we're
yeah, it's like it's going to fly oh, off into the stratosphere. They're going to press it down.
Don't
guys,
worry,
don't worry.
This,
on Tuesday, you won't even know this happened.
No, you will. Well, anyways. I love This Is Who We Are. You know, it's charming to me. Maybe not to everybody.
Has that never happened to you before, Johnny?
No.
Oh, really?
It's happened to Kevin?
Yeah, I think it's happened to Kevin
a couple
times. One time it hit Kevin in the face.
Yeah. It really is the dumbest. It's a tripod that has a spring-loaded center to it that springs up.
And you can't stop it.
I don't know why. We ordered it. It's the same version. It's the same tripod we've ordered a few times, but that's the only one that has it for some reason. And every now and then it fires up like a rocket. Why does it have that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
How's everybody doing?
But anyways, tonight? I was saying, I was feeling, I did have FOMO looking at all the pictures at PAX East. I've been right. every year. That was the first PAX that I haven't gone to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Out
since
of
I started,
all of them?
I started in West and East. I've gone to every PAX.
Oh, wow.
This
no
is the first time I've missed PAX South I've never gone to, but... so it was weird not being there, but
it had our panel at PAX East had one of my favorite intros we've ever done, where we had like an intro video hyping everybody up and like counting down,
yeah,
and then at maximum hype we came out and Derek was in a mask all bundled up and I was coughing on everybody.
No,
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I bet they loved that.
Yeah, it was great.
Corona skit.
The Corona skit.
I think I fixed that for like another 4 months.
Hell okay. Yeah,
and then.
All right, the quarterly blast.
Get ready, Johnny. Yeah, it was really funny when Derek ran out with the mask on because everyone knew. I mean, that was all people at the con were talking about.
Sure.
Too, it was coronavirus. Yeah. And then I think a couple of us made the mistake of like high fiving and shaking hands. And then I was like,
"Oh yeah, yeah." I high-fived somebody, and then I acted really upset about it.
I realized like, "Oh, I just touched like 20 people." In this
yeah,
room.
It was fun.
Fuck,
it was a lot of fun.
We had to tell people at the booth who came by that sorry we couldn't shake hands.
Yeah.
Do you fist bumps or do you nothing?
No, I played it by ear. Sometimes nothing, sometimes a bump.
There was one guy who came by the booth live streaming and it ended up getting posted on our subreddit. And,
oh
really?
And you know, I feel bad because I reviewed the tape and I felt like I was really rude to my friend Carl. I remember Carl. I liked Carl when it was all said and done. I didn't understand Carl at first, but then I felt bad. Felt like I was a little rude to Carl. And that's a great debate out there. Was I rude to Carl? Or was Carl asking for it? I don't know.
I feel like there's only so long a bit can go on. And I think anyone would... yeah, I don't know. That's,
it's kind of weird, too,
Derek,
when someone...
I don't think you should feel bad.
People walk up... And the live stream's already been going, and you're like, oh, what is this?
I don't know why.
Hello.
I just went into like fuck it mode the minute that guy walked up because he was live streaming. And I guess when people walk up to us already filming, and they don't ask like, hey, is it cool if I film something? But they're already filming.
Sure.
There's something about in the back of my mind which is like, oh, you're already filming. I'm gonna fuck this up. I'm gonna fuck up your tape. And I kind of went into that mode, and you can see. I didn't expect it to be posted on the subreddit. I was surprised people found it so quickly. Within like 20 minutes of that guy walking away, I was like, yo, so there's a recording of you on the subreddit.
Huh.
He kept singing the Huggies pull-up jingle. Yeah. And then we got into a debate, like, is that Huggies? Is it pull-ups?
This sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I thought the jokes were not funny. So
I haven't seen it. That doesn't sound good.
I remember Carl.
I think you should agree.
I think you're okay.
If they're singing a diaper theme to you,
I just want to be a nice person, you know. I just have a desire to connect with
people. ABDL shout-outs.
I understand.
I will say there was a weird increase in bits at PAX this year.
Oh.
Where we had an increased amount of people kind of like doing a bit like that.
Yeah. What was up with that?
It was really weird. Again, like I had a fantastic time.
Hey,
most of the people who came were amazing.
I don't know who it was. Some fan. He's like, can I get a photo? And I was like, yeah, come on back. And he walks to the booth. And he goes, all right, here's what we're going to do for this photo. And I had like, I just woken up and I was like, we're not doing fucking anything. Take the photo. All right, that's your photo. Well,
we had the context there was that we had, for some reason, a huge streak of, can I take a photo with you? We always say yes. Always say yes.
Yeah, and say no.
But we had a long streak of like, okay, for this one, you know, everyone stand on their head.
My brother, he couldn't come. I don't think we're going to flip him off.
Hey, for this next one, everyone act like you're pulling your dick out. No, we're not. Hey, for this one, throw gang sign. You know, stuff that's like, no, I just let's just do it. And then it just hit on like the second day where it was like, all right, for this, like people were just barking orders at us. Like, all right, for this one, we're going to do that. And it would be like, no, just do it. We got it. We'll do something funny. It's okay.
We got it.
But that was cracking me up. That one, there was one that Derek was on so quick.
Yeah.
All right, timing. For this one. No, just take the photo. Okay, ready? Three.
Yeah, it was once again like, was I unintentionally too rude? Okay,
no, that
guys,
dude was laughing.
Here's what we're going to do for this photo. Yeah. We're not doing shit.
Yeah.
Because we were all on the same page.
Is that your camera over there? There's your photo.
Yeah. You know, and again, it's always a fine line between like, you know, you come to the, I don't know, it's always hard. You know, it's like, what am I trying to say here?
People
expect us to be funny because we do that. We do comedy. But it's also like when we're just standing there, just talk with us. It's cool. You know, it's. I will perfectly oblige to like do, you know, if somebody comes up and like, hey, could you record this video for my friend or whatever? I have no problem with that. It's just when like they kind of show up and like bark orders, kind of like, hey, I'm gonna turn the camera on and for this one, just like throw this over the booth and then like knock over this table. And it's like, I don't, what? You know what I mean? Like you just walk up and tell me all these things to do.
Well,
I'm
someone
like,
wants to buy a shirt. Well, I don't have time for all this.
It's, I think on some small level, it's people show up and they just assume like, oh, I have. Not like they think I have authority over these guys.
No.
But that's kind of how it is presented. Of like, I'm not going to ask if you're down to do this. Just do what I tell you. And I think we're the type of people where it's like, if you're going to just tell us to do something, I can guarantee you the one thing we're not going to do is that thing.
But you know what's funny? You know what's funny, though, is bringing up that photo. When we were told directions, we immediately went, no, we'll do something.
There was one time we were at PAX and PAX West, and there was like a line of people wanting to buy things, and there's a line of people to take pictures, and we took a picture, and the guy's like, oh, you know what? Actually, Garrett, we're doing the Dragon Ball posters. Wasn't good enough. Do it again. It's like, there are 10,000 people waiting for our attention right now, and like people just think that they can just like take all of it, and it's
a lot. Some people do get a thrill out of like dominating your time, for sure. That does happen,
even if it's nonsense. On their phone.
Well, there's some people that want you to do all kinds of stuff, and they're perfectly sweet. But there are some people that I've been doing this long enough that I can tell. Like,
absolutely,
you are enjoying dominating my time.
It's almost
people
like
waiting,
like,
and you're like getting something out of
it. It's like an addiction thing. Like,
I do sense this.
I pick up on that too. I would never like call anybody out on this, but sometimes I get the impersonation. Yeah. Like, I've talked to you, I've signed all your stuff, I've done photos with you, you bought something. Our interaction's over. Let me go have that with somebody else. But then it's like, so let's keep talking. And it's like, now I can sense like you.
Yeah, you sense that.
Look, we're not going to become friends. on a personal level, like, I'm not going to see you after this weekend for maybe years. Yeah, I just feel like they're trying to get more, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I really want to get that personal connection with these guys. And it's like, yeah, everybody here does. And you know, we want to, like, connect with everybody.
If that happens, it happens, but you can't, like, make that happen. Yeah. But what I was going to say, though, is after that photo thing that you did that, it's funny because then after that, it was we see her at every PAX East. We see at a Game Base too. Kelly B came by.
Oh, she's the worst.
She's terrible. But she came by and immediately showed us. She just had a quick thing. She was like, "Hey, I took a photo at this booth like at the first PAX East. Could we recreate that photo?" And we did it immediately.
Yeah.
It was just like, "Oh yeah, of course, this is great." You know, it wasn't like
any
kind of.
There wasn't, she showed us.
There wasn't a bit there. It was just like real quick. Like, "Hey, here's you know this. Yeah, great." You know, so it's not like we won't do those things.
Well, also, sometimes it's Kelly B, we've seen for the last 10 years, and it's like, we know you.
That's true.
You're like a friend of ours. Because you do get friendships through this. Like, you know, you're talking about, like, we're not going to be friends here, but I have become friends with people at the booth.
Yeah.
But it is not like this moment. It's like a gradual thing. Oh, you're back again.
Yeah.
And, like, there are people I see at PAX that, like, I only see them once a year, but I know all about them now. Like, how's your grandma doing? Or whatever it may be, you know? So, yeah.
There was a couple people that showed up to the booth that wanted to talk to you because you blocked them.
Yeah.
There were.
Well,
I actually were. I got photos with
good
all
luck.
You try to be cute on Twitter, and then I said what was going to happen. So
Kelly's,
the only person to blame is yourself.
Kelly is great, and she does not try to monopolize your time.
No.
And she can talk to you. Kelly, I know you're in the chat. You're great. I'm going to kind of compliment you, Kelly. Hit record on this.
How awesome was Kelly this?
Ryan, if you weren't recording before, make sure you're recording.
Kelly, record this. You know, she talks to you. It's entertaining, but you could talk to somebody else, and that's totally fine. She'll go off, do her own thing. Maybe she'll come back later, talk to you some more. But it's the people who just will not let go of you. And they,
No.
Wait. Oh, wait. What we were talking. And then you talk to somebody else who's like, "Ha, so what I was saying," and it's like, "Oh my God, please.
Yeah.
Spare me.
Yeah.
Release me."
It's just finding that line of like, because again, I'm happy to talk. I'm not at all saying like, "I don't want to talk to you people," you know, whatever. Nothing like that. But
yeah, everybody
there's
out
a
there,
line between.
I know everybody in the chat right now is pulling their hair out, being like, "Fuck, this is I did this shit."
No, yeah, but I don't.
This is not
think
you.
I don't think it was anyone.
No, this is like 5% or less, maybe even 1% of the people that come up to the booth. Honestly, it's like 1 or 2 people of the entire convention.
At any given event, I would say there's like. Two people at any given event that do that.
Yeah.
It's never people that we're friendly with or the people that we even see reoccurring at these things. I feel like it's always like casual viewers or people that want to dominate you in that way.
When we were in New Zealand, Armageddon Expo was great because they had like a cool lounge for the exhibitors and for the celebrities. That was us, technically.
Wow.
We were considered
did you know that?
Celebrities.
Us and Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah,
and
so legitimately, we're hanging out. There's John. You know him as Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh,
he's John to me.
John Heder.
There's Jason, Lucius Malfoy to you. That's my friend Jason. And we're hanging out backstage with all these celebrities because we're celebrities. And the people running the convention were talking about this subject. And they categorized these people as stage 5 clingers.
Is the
term they were using.
I think it's from Wayne's World.
Is that?
I think so. Is that his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what the that's what they were trying to avoid at that with that lounge for the celebrities like us. They were saying, you know, it's not everybody. Not everybody's a problem, but if you get one of those stage 5 clingers, they'll ruin your day.
Mm-hmm.
So
try to stick to you like glue.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we deal with it. Napoleon Dynamite deals with it. This is
us and Mr. Dynamite are just on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same lifestyle.
You know, you got people following you going, "Where are my tots?"
Yeah.
Vote for Pedro.
That, hey, you know what?
Eat Tina. They say that to us all the time.
That must be a fucking curse. Because how tired of you of hearing Napoleon Dynamite things?
Shit. We met the dude and I didn't say that.
That guy has to
I fucked up.
Hear people
really
quote his lines to him all of the time.
Damn.
That must fucking
I should have gotten some tater tots and be like, "Hey,
that poor man
wants some tots."
You know what's funny is I really thought when you said that, this is how fucking deluded I am as a human being.
Okay.
Is when you said that, I thought, well, you know what? At PAX, I hear, what are you buying? I hear that like every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I mean, I deal with it. It's fine. I'm like, yeah, as if that's anywhere on the fucking level that Napoleon Dynamite was culturally.
Yeah.
Like in my head, I thought that. I'm like, well, I hear that. It's me fine. Too.
No.
That's not even fucking comparable to the level that
everywhere
that,
that guy goes. Yeah. It's Tina Eat Your Ham. Everywhere he goes. That sucks.
Specifically that quote. Sucks. Is that the one take? What do you think he hears the most?
No,
Tina Eat Your Ham? You think that's the number one?
No, people ask him. I bet people just shout vote for Pedro.
Yeah.
People shout vote for Pedro. I think people shout vote for Pedro.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Or Tots.
I would think maybe people ask him if chickens have large talons.
Maybe just God. Maybe that.
Yeah.
Nah, it's vote for Pedro.
I think it is because that was on the shirt. It was on, you know, all kinds of stuff. I think it went an extra mile on. Yeah.
Oof. Are we in the Napoleon Dynamite sequel? Is that, are we clear?
It was animated,
that,
I
think we're clear.
Is that happening?
No. They did an animated thing.
Are they going to reelect Pedro? Isn't that the plot of the sequel?
No, they did a comic where it was, what was it? It was something Pedro, like they turned against him or something.
It was Impeach Pedro.
That's what it was.
No. Yeah. That's hilarious. That's so funny. And, you know, it's really crazy. Topical, too, because with the crazy presidency that we're dealing with right now, you never get too political.
What's crazy about
That's
it?
That's what I always say.
You can never get too political.
What are you talking, what's crazy about it?
It's crazy fine. that they fucking go after this guy. I don't give him a chance.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't read that comment.
Yeah, I didn't read the Pedro one.
Pedro. I'm talking about Pedro.
Yeah, well, yeah we're talking about we know. Pedro.
Clearly. I know this.
I have. I want to bring up a fucked up incident that also happened in Boston.
Okay.
But we should thank our sponsors.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I want to say thank you to the best, the brightest, the boldest, the brave and the bold Batman. But no, not tonight. It's us.
Oh.
Mega64, shop.mega64.com. They got the best material known to man. We got, you name it, we got it. Media, apparel, we got it all. In fact, this last Friday, we put up a couple items. We did a burgundy, like, Mega64 beanie. We did that for all our East Coast events that we did recently. That already sold out. It sold out within that day. So that is gone. But we also put out the Cyber 64 short sleeve shirt, the V2. There's a couple different Cyber 64 shirts. We just love cybering. You know, that's kind of what we do. It's our favorite thing. But that's a hot design. All kinds of hot designs are on shop.mega64.com.
Hotness.
But an extra thing we would like to announce this weekend is we got a whole new deal. What are the Silicon Valley titans? Let's go down the list. Google, Amazon,
Zappados.com.
Adult Friend Finder.
And then above that.
Lyft and Uber.
Yeah.
They're both in the Silicon Valley.
Okay.
That's the top 10.
Groupon.
That's the top 10. Groupon. But in the top 20, I'm going to say, is Mega 64.
Yeah.
And we just shook hands with one of the top three.
Whoa.
LinkedIn.
Now we have coronavirus.
No, actually, we are the opposite. We're banned from LinkedIn. I don't want to talk about it, and we're not going to discuss it.
Fuck.
But Amazon, they shook hands with us.
Mm.
And that's why you're going to be finding Mega 64 on Amazon. That's right.
What?
Check it out.
Nice.
We're doing a new thing with Amazon.
What?
Where, this is real. People are going to think I'm probably goofing around.
I think you're goofing.
But we're doing a thing on there right now where there's going to be some designs you'll find on there that are either out of print, like, we have no plans to reprint certain one. Like you might have seen on that slide, the campfire shirt.
Yeah.
We haven't printed that in a million years.
And we're never going to.
We had no plans to.
That will never come back.
But now it sits on there. You'll be able to go there.
Now, nothing really dies.
No shirt really dies.
No, nothing ever really dies.
Thanks to Amazon.
Yeah. ARD.
So I think there's just a couple on there now. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what I was going to say, so you got, we're going to have some designs that maybe haven't been printed before or, you know, or
we're,
that won't
we're just
be printed.
Kicking it off right now.
Yeah.
This is the grand opening.
There's just a couple things right now that, you know, designs that we're not going to print again will be there. But also, like, some designs that maybe are more for kind of the general public. You know what I mean? Like, the demand is kind of like, hey, you know, like that Neuro shirt, that's one that the general public seems to want from us all the time. And we don't always have it in stock on our store, but it'll always be on there. You know, stuff like that. All you have to do is search Mega 64 on Amazon.
Look at that.
That's the easiest way to find our stuff. It comes right up.
And
you told Bezos. I heard you.
Just so everybody out there knows, we're not just willy-nilly like, well, this is a good idea. We've been planning this for months, if not over a year. We've done our due diligence. We've done test prints. We've ordered the shirts for ourselves. They are nice. They are very nice quality.
Yeah, they're good.
So we were hesitant. We were like, you know, is this going to be up to snuff? Is this going to match the quality that we're known for? Because, you know, people come to expect a lot with Mega 64. It does.
Well, 2-day shipping.
That's right.
So anyways, we're going to be adding more shirts. We already have a whole list of things that we want to add to it. Things that, again, we're never going to make it again. So you can buy them here if you want them. So I'm super excited, honestly, that this is
a new horizon.
Because we have a billion designs we've done.
Sure.
And people like, I'm a fan for the last 5 years. I didn't know you made a Russian shirt. It's like, oh, we did. We did. And it ruled. So now, you know, maybe one day they can get it.
People are saying if you search for Mega 64 on Amazon right now, one of the top results is a Nostalgia Critic DVD.
Oh, we're gonna have him removed.
Yeah, just downvote that. Just
call Bezos.
One star that.
You got him on speed dial.
You know, leave a bad review.
Yeah, we're gonna get that out. Nostalgia Critic will not have a presence on the internet.
Be gone.
Yeah,
he's gonna be
10 minutes.
Nostalgic for a time before all these bad reviews came in. So sucks to be him.
Anyway.
Right now.
Enough.
It's great to be us.
Okay. So thank you. I want to say thank you, Amazon, because not enough people say it.
We only got 10 minutes left. What are we going
to
do?
Okay. No, we got plenty of time.
We can go
as long
as you want.
We're going way over.
Yeah.
We're going tonight.
Shit. Dude, fuck. I don't give a fuck. Go as long as you want. No skin off my teeth is the same.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
I was with it for a minute. Now it sounds like a trap.
Oh, it's no trap.
I just wanted to talk about an important incident that happened in Boston, and I just want to send a warning.
Uh-oh.
We got Fuku'd.
What?
Oh,
what?
I have a...
What? We did? When?
Yeah. Last year we went and got... We were just looking for stuff to eat in Boston.
Yeah.
And we went to this chicken place that... It was a chicken place called Fuku.
Fuku.
And it's like, I don't know how you would even describe it. I think they're, I don't know.
It was like a Korean fried chicken? No, it was just, I don't know.
It was just like an interesting chicken place. Yeah, some sort of Asian chicken place.
Yeah.
Racist.
But they had like.
It was called Fuku.
They had chicken strips, sandwiches, I guess. I don't know. It was just like unusual chicken with like spicy mayo and other stuff to like dip it in.
Then they had that one platter.
Yeah, they had.
Remember the tray?
An item called like the. I know this is not what it's called, but it was like the chicken volcano or something.
It was something like
and
that.
And they would make you. It was. We didn't know when we ordered it. It was like a plate of chicken that looked like. It looked like the guy from Close Encounters like put a plate of chicken together into a monolith.
Yeah.
It was a pile of chicken, and then they would drizzle like. Spicy cheese sauce and bacon bits and spicy mayo
and bacon.
They made this mountain of chicken. So this was a year ago. We went there.
Sounds yummy. Sounds yummy.
It was fucking awesome.
It was
so we ordered it. This was a year ago, and we went there and ordered it. And the guy when we ordered that platter, we each got one of those chicken mountains. We didn't know that like one of them they could have split like.
Eight ways.
Sure.
Yeah, we could have split among eight people, but each one of us got that. And so when we ordered that, the guy behind the counter seriously was reacting like... I mean, he looked pissed.
Four of them?
He was mad.
We were like, okay. It must have taken... And this is like... It's kind of... Not a not a, is it a fast food place? It kind of is.
Sort of. It's not a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's definitely. It's got a sit down
lobby.
It's
like Shake Shack.
It's a counter service restaurant.
Yeah.
And that guy looked pissed, and it took probably an hour to get our food. I mean, we were going like, do we just leave? Like, what the fuck is happening? And then finally, like, 8 minutes before they closed, they brought us four or five of these chicken mountains. And they were just pissed the whole time. But it was fucking tasty.
It was good.
We had more food than any human ever needed, but it was delicious. And I remember we posted a picture, I think, on our Instagram of that at that time because it just looked so ridiculous. Anyway, this year, we went back.
Sure.
The first day we were there, we were like, we should go to that chicken place. Oh my God, remember when we got that chicken mountain thing?
Only fond memories.
Great. So good.
That was our only memory of it. We forgot about the service being so bad. And it was the same. We went back.
It was worse.
We went back. They didn't have they took that off the menu.
The mountain?
Yeah.
The mountain's gone.
It was no longer there.
The volcano was the best part.
It probably was. So it was like, what can you get now? Oh, three chicken strips in a box. Oh, that's it? That's
what?
The only item?
Okay. It was really, they had like three items. It was like different forms, variations of chicken strips.
And that was it. It was like, oh, okay.
They wouldn't give you a sauce unless you like asked for it.
Yeah. And so I thought, since they've reduced the menu and that's all you can get, it'll probably go better this time. So we ordered chicken strips for our group. That was it. You know, each one of us just got a little thing of chicken strips.
Okay.
It was the same. They were like, all of you want chicken strips? It's like, yeah, there's five of us. Yeah, we all. Okay. All right.
And there's a line.
And then we got, and then we got like drinks. And do you guys have a straw? No.
No.
What the fuck?
I'll check. And then she comes back. Mark in the back said, we're out of straws. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't do straws.
What?
Okay.
Dude.
Do you have? I mean, they acted just as shocked that there were five people waiting for food. I mean, we were just like, why did we do this again?
The last
why
time we were there, I thought, like, oh, they're probably going to close soon. That's why they're so grumpy.
No, we were there hours ahead of their closing.
Yeah, it was a different time. It was even earlier, but it was even worse service.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think that they just get slammed during a convention, and they're not expecting all these
But, like, what's people. The definition of slammed? Because no one else came in after. I mean, it was like five of us ordered chicken.
You know what? That place was busy, but you're right. It was all, like, a Grubhub people coming in and out.
Yeah, Grubhub was coming in and out. That's true.
There's like five
But there, it wasn't that crowded aside from us. Like, it was. I thought it was a fairly normal.
Well, I couldn't sit down when we got our food.
Yeah, but they had three tables. Like, it wasn't that many people.
It's just a shitty place that we keep getting snookered into going to.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like, we fell for this again? Yeah, and we're looking at the packaging. The name of the place is Fuku, F-U-K-U. And I'm like, that's the name of the place. It's literally fuck you. Why do we keep falling for this? But we got the chicken strips. They're pretty good.
No, I don't even think.
You didn't think they were that good?
I was severely worried that my food was underdone.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
With chicken, that is bad.
I know, but there was just a lot of thick breading on. I did not enjoy that meal.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I did not enjoy that meal. Meg didn't like hers either, I remember. No.
I wasn't there because I flew in later, and I arrived at like 1 a.m. that night, and I walked into the room, and I was like, I am hungry, and immediately was like, don't go to fuck you. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, the place called fuck you, and that's what you get, a big fuck you. That's Meg talking. That's Meg's
sounds like
deep
her
voice. And then Kevin corroborated. Kevin, oh, yeah, that place is fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck that place.
That place fucking sucks.
I wonder if Garrett asked if they had straws. They didn't even fucking have any.
Fucking straws.
So we didn't go back to there.
Okay.
But then we did go. Sean, again, wasn't there. We did go to, we went to a seafood restaurant, the same one that Sean ordered a hamburger at. Mm-hmm. Before.
Right. Yeah.
And in his honor, we didn't order the burger because that fuck that. Why would you ever do that? We did order the scrod. We got
specialized in seafood, yeah. Sean.
It'd be pretty stupid to order the burger.
I wanted a burger. That's like, you fuckers. I wanted to go to Shake Shack and these people are like, no, we got to go to this fucking seafood place. We got to already four times this trip. And I want a hamburger. I want a fucking hamburger. We've gone to this place already. Oh, we've already fucking gone.
Okay, I just want to say this.
Yeah, but
it's been years since that. Sean's still mad about not getting to go to Shake Shack. So what happened during this PAX East? We did go to Shake Shack.
Of course, right. We fucking did.
But, well, here's the thing. We tried to prank Sean. Here's how we tried to prank him. We didn't have plans to go to Shake Shack, but I was across the street from it. I took pictures and put it on an Instagram story because I thought, he'll see that Instagram story and he'll go, those motherfuckers.
Lying in bed that night, he'll see it right before he
gets
off. But
the joke didn't work because we did go to Shake. We ended up going, yeah, that does sound good.
I didn't go to Shake Shack,
we went. It was after, it was after Derek had left.
Yeah. Thank you, Derek.
I stand in solidarity. I appreciate that.
But they opened a Shake Shack in San Diego.
Yeah.
Johnny offered to go with Sean while we were gone.
Yeah.
Two of them.
We were working.
Did you go?
Johnny and I were working all week.
You can't take a lunch break, you two? It's legally mandatory in California.
All right, well, you know what? Rocco hasn't watched American movie. Sean hasn't gone to Shake Shack. We're all busy people here. We've all got stuff to do.
I was at work. Yeah. Rocco was in bed watching Power Rangers again for the millionth time.
No, it wasn't. It was Denji Sentai Mega Ranger. It's a Japanese show.
Jesus Christ.
It wasn't actually Power Rangers.
Spend 1 hour and 15 minutes and watch this fucking thing and give it back to me. God damn.
I have I have a story about Boston and PAX that is not about where we ate or pretended to eat. I don't know if this is the time to share it or not.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
But I met... We're not
wrapping anything up.
This is a sequel to a very famous story. Uh-oh. The man from Boston.
Oh, my.
I have a follow-up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Follow-up.
Boston follow-up.
But the man from Boston, part two.
Okay.
Man from Boston returns.
Did he return?
No.
Oh.
But we had somebody come up to the booth who claims to know the man from Boston.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Which is amazing because we gave... no identifying information about this person.
Except, well, his voice, I guess.
I did an impersonation of his voice.
Yeah.
That ended up in an animation, which was recorded from this podcast.
Yeah.
We never said his age, never got a name, never described really what he looked like other than like a, you know, maybe a young 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Based off that information, somebody cracked the code and said, I know who that is.
Hmm.
And I was really intrigued, so I talked to him about it. I was like, you know the man from Boston? And here's how it went down. Hey, remember the man from Boston? Yeah, of course. I know that guy. You know the man from Boston? Yeah. Okay. That was a little hesitant. Do you know the man from Boston? Yeah. I went to school with him. Oh okay, cool. What's his name? I don't know his name. He was a little bit younger than me.
Okay.
So how do you know him? How you described him in video. I know that guy.
Looser here.
Yeah, kind of a. You said he was kind of like a kid, like a bigger kid, and he was like, you know, like real angry. Yeah. You know that guy. Yeah, he was younger than me. We had classes together. Okay, so what's he up to now? I don't know what he's up to. I haven't seen him in years. He went to my school. You don't believe me. I know you don't believe me.
Yeah.
No, man, I do believe you. No, it's fine. You don't believe me. Maybe I don't know him. I don't know. No, I think you do. I believe that you know the man from Boston. And then he got really depressed, and he's like, yeah, okay.
Oh, no.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
Man. And he walked away.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. And Kevin was there, and Kevin was like, he's been trying to talk to me about that all day, and I don't think he knows the guy. And I was like, he convinced me. I think he knows the guy. I'm convinced. So,
just by the voice.
So, supposedly, we have a connection to the man from Boston.
We know more about him.
We
know that, in fact, he did maybe go to school.
Yeah.
And he's a little older.
And he may have taken a class with a kid who was older than him.
An older kid.
That is possible. We may know that.
That's another link.
He shared that story with me. I felt a responsibility to share that with the Mega 64 community out there.
Any update we get, we got to tell
people. Now you're in my boat. You decide for yourself. Did this guy know the man from Boston or not?
Keep saying the liar from Boston.
The liar from Boston. I mean, any follow-up to that story is worth mentioning, I think.
Yeah, we got to, you know.
Whether it's true or not.
Well.
But I believe it to be true.
Yeah, I think it's true.
While I was there, I didn't play a lot of stuff in like while we were at PAX East.
Yeah.
I did. They did let me try Wonderful 101 running on like Switch and stuff.
How was that?
Awesome.
Did it run good?
Yeah, it was great. I can't wait for that to come out on Switch.
When was that on originally?
Wii U. That's what the whole. That's right. Yeah, the whole.
And no one played it.
Campaign,
it was locked on that
the
system.
Whole campaign was that it was like that game was stuck on Wii U and they want to put it on all the other systems. It's weird that it's up for pre-order on Amazon now on PS4. That is the weirdest thing to see. To see it, like the covers up and everything. Yeah. It's crazy. But anyway, I got to play that. That was cool. But Final Fantasy VII Remake was there and they were demoing that. And it was pretty funny because they like a lot of people lined up for that demo. I mean, it's not that far away, so I kind of feel like just wait for that at that point. But sure. But whatever, it's a big presence on the show. It's a huge game. If you're already there, you want to check
it
out.
Yeah.
Got nothing else to do.
And you haven't had a chance to play it, which that was what was funny is, man, people queued up all weekend to play that, and then the demo Monday.
When they got
Monday, demo on PS4. Oh, okay. Could have just downloaded that. But anyway. So their booth, they had all kinds of stuff. They had, like, Cloud's motorcycle out. You could, like, you know, take a picture on, all that kind of stuff. But, man, they had all these banners for – they're doing a promotion with, like, Butterfinger. And
oh,
like
yeah. Other, saw that.
All these different candies. They're doing – they have a tie-in with that. And there's a really cool PS4 theme you could get.
Oh.
But only by buying, like, 2 Butterfinger bars or whatever. Fuck off. And I'm thinking, like, oh, okay, so what is it? Like, you have to – buy 2 and then enter the thing in online? How does that work? But then I guess you have to buy 2 wherever and take a picture of the receipt and email it to them.
Shut the fuck up.
And I looked on Twitter and all these people are doing it and like getting emails back. Nah, these don't work.
What?
And it's like, why? Well, we couldn't really verify the receipt.
What?
Like certain stores might only show it on the receipt as like
really?
Candy.
Oh,
you know, $1.99. Well, they can't verify that was Butterfinger. So, like,
who gives a shit?
I was looking at cheap ass gamer,
because he's tweeting out the
whole
promotion.
Bought like a ton of Butterfingers, and it's like, yeah, none of them work.
Oh no! My god!
Because wherever he bought it, the receipt isn't good enough for Square or whoever is checking these.
Whose job is that? I know.
Wait, who's
Jared,
doing
that? I talked to him on Wednesday about this.
What do you get from Square? What are they giving you?
It's a theme on PS4.
It's a background.
It's a fucking download.
It's a picture.
Yeah. It's a free download.
What? Do they give a shit if you actually bought a Butterfinger? Do they
got
a
you know
Butterfinger?
Does Square own Butterfinger? Are they getting a piece of the Butterfinger money?
They are now.
That's
they're
the
getting
deal,
paid.
Bro.
You've got to get the good receipt.
You can't buy a Wonka bar,
you
a competitor's
be able to buy
candy,
a fucking Red Vine, and get the fucking
theme. It's got to be one of
who
like 4
gives
candy
a
bars.
Shit?
No,
crispity, crunchity, Butterfingery, Butterfinger only. Yeah. And Baby Ruth and Crunch.
No.
So it didn't work for everybody.
That sucks.
But I'm hearing, guys, I'm here to save the day.
Oh.
You guys are going to love
Heath
me.
Bars
I
coming
got,
in.
I got no, a solution as
out.
Well.
Check
I got
this
one as well.
I'm hearing that they're always, however Walgreens rings up their receipts, they always work. So if you're going to buy a
Walgreens.
Shitload of Butterfingers, Walgreens is the place.
Hey,
you're welcome.
No, I go into a Walgreens.
Hey, I got an even better one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scan that receipt from wherever you bought it. Photoshop.
Oh.
Candy. Block that out. Type in Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Nice. Send.
What if you?
What are they gonna do?
Why can't one person online post the right receipt and then everyone sends that in?
Exactly. How are they verifying these fucking receipts?
It's one person. It's like
do that.
Who's doing this?
I'm sorry. Your receipt says candy. Oh, I'll fix that right up. It was actually Butterfinger.
What are they gonna fight you?
$1.99 for that Butterfinger, as clearly specified on my receipt.
I gotta go to Walgreens to get those Butterfingers so I can get a PS4.
Do they have like FBI forensics being like this picture's
that's
been doctored?
I hope to God
but
they approve this.
Look at the
receipt,
metadata. This picture's been. You know. This is a phony photo. This is a phony receipt.
But here's the thing: I want the theme. It's got like Tifa's in like Nibelheim or whatever, and she's looking up at the thing. It's a classic scene in the game.
There's
got
to be a Butterfinger
and it
thing
interacts with the things. It's cool. So what do I do? I don't know.
You gotta get in the car, drive to the store, buy the Butterfingers, get the receipt, make sure it's good enough to get it printed. No, you take a picture of the receipt. Don't worry. Do it right. Do it on the counter. And then you email at the counter. Don't let anyone else go in front of you. Email, and then wait for them to get back. Is this good enough? And then if it's not, say, hey, yo, homie, I've been here the whole time. Can you give me another receipt? Because Square says this isn't good enough.
People are saying, like, oh, they're going to see it's a fake receipt. No, I'm buy the Butterfinger, but if your receipt says candy, just edit it so it says Butterfinger.
Yeah, don't cheat.
You bought the Butterfinger. If they check the receipt, it'll be like, oh, yeah, this is registered. They bought 2 pieces of candy, and the receipt says Butterfinger. Bingo. Bingo, bingo.
It took 3 days to get a no. Jared from Cheap Ass Gamer. By the way, check the Cheap Ass Gamer Twitter. Well, you should be doing that anyway. Yeah. But look how many Butterfingers. Sorry, Jared, but you got butterfucked. Look how many he got. Look how many he bought, and none of them counted.
Hey, you know what?
Then again, they're tasty.
You know what I'm thinking? Nah. Class action lawsuit.
Oh. Yeah!
Return of the fucking class action. We all bought Butterfingers and were told we would get a theme. We didn't get it. Lawsuit.
Oh, I should have said he got Butterfingered. That would have been just as good.
He called in on Wednesday to the PPS and told us all about the promotion, and let us know he was going down to the store to get a bunch of Butterfingers. I asked him. I was like, don't change it up. You're not going to get Baby Ruth or Crunch? He said, no, only the finger.
You know what? Hey.
Give him the finger.
Hey, we should start an online campaign. This does not look good for Butterfinger.
Or for Square Enix.
Listening to this story actually makes me not want to buy Butterfinger. Because I'm like, fuck that. Yeah. They're pulling shit. They're trying to trick you into getting Butterfinger. Oh, dude, you have the Butterfingers, but it doesn't count for the themes. Fuck your Butterfinger. Take your Butterfinger fucking back then. Everybody should tweet at Butterfinger and be like, this is bullshit.
Square's fucking you up. I'll eat a Chica stick. I want to be a fly on the wall for the job of that guy who has to look at receipts all day and decide whether or not they're good enough to get this fucking thing.
That guy has too much power.
I want to meet that man and just follow him around and just get in his head a little bit. You know?
Yeah, where's your power trip, bro?
Yeah.
What did you have to do in life to get to this station? How'd you do this? The same. How'd you get here?
Just give out the fucking DLC.
Oh.
Did your mom yell at you a lot? Did you not have a lot of freedom as a child?
The receipt says Butter FI, but the whole thing isn't spelled out, so I'm not 100% sure you actually got a Butterfinger, so I'm going to say that's a no-go. You don't get the same fuck off.
What happened to you, sir, as a child made you so angry?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
I don't know if any other...
I'm the receipt guy. There's got to be someone who does this.
I'm really scared that Butterfinger is going to end up in the game. That's what... I don't care. This promotion, I'm having a laugh.
Please don't show up in the game.
They're
Coleman
in the game.
Coleman camping was all throughout the last one. Right?
Yeah. And exactly. So was Cup Noodle. Here's the thing, though.
Butterfinger.
It's so funny because Monster Energy Drink was in Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been better. Sure. It was... Because Kojima has that sense of humor.
Sure.
Where, you know what I mean? Where, like, Peace Walker had, like, Doritos in it. And it was just, like, Doritos against the dead serious background of that game was funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gets away with it. But then Final Fantasy XV, there was no joke. It was, hey, you guys like cup noodle? I think it's the most delicious noodle money can buy. In fact, I'm going to put you on a quest. Go ask people if they like beef or shrimp in their cup noodle.
Is that really in the game?
That was a game. Really, yeah.
You've got to be fucking
kidding me. And I was just like, I don't want to play this.
You've got to be fucking kidding
me. I hope that they go balls out and you're playing Final Fantasy VII. You're like, I know Butterfinger's in here somewhere. Where's Butterfinger? Where is it?
Dude.
And then fucking Sephiroth shows up.
Yeah.
And he's just a giant Butterfinger with arms.
No, I want is he's you can fucking, get a sword and it's just a gigantic Butterfinger. It's one of those big
that's
swords.
That's what everybody's expecting, but I think Sephiroth should be a sentient giant Butterfinger.
That's good too. Oh, that's what no, Jason Cryer made the perfect comment on it that he should have a sword, the Butterfinger.
Oh,
that's good.
But there should be if there is a materia that is a Butterfinger BB, I would accept that.
Here is the thing. If it's a game like Death Stranding or even this Final Fantasy game, that's fucking lame that they have to do that. But that's a new game. They're remaking this game.
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
you're
loved
kind
by
of
everyone.
Defiling it a little
if
bit.
If they add one Butterfinger into this game, which I have no investment in. I don't give a fuck about this game.
Yeah.
But I know you guys do. If they add one Butterfinger, the whole thing was wasted. It's all a waste.
Fuck you. Nope. Not, don't buy it. Rocco, don't fall for it. Don't buy the game if there's one goddamn Butterfinger.
I've never played Final Fantasy VII, but if Butterfinger's in this game, I will continue to never play it.
Me too. Me too.
You two are taking a stand.
I'm taking a stand for you guys.
I'm here for integrity.
I've played the demo 3 times already.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask.
I've been loving it. But if Butterfinger is in the game in a way where it's an item, like a potion that I can buy it from the store and I can use it practically, then I'm fine. If its intended use is that of the real world, then I'll be okay with it.
Kidding. No, you can't add Butterfinger to Final Fantasy.
Hey, listen.
If they replace Phoenix Down with Butterfinger.
Square's got to get money, baby. We got to keep this thing. Volume 2's got to get funded.
They need money.
This is just part one, Sean.
People are buying this game.
I have had
to get money that way. They were going to have a loss on this game.
Yeah, they definitely weren't going to make a thin red dime until Butterfinger stepped in.
No sales projected until Butterfinger stepped in.
I played the demo. I think I would have waited. You know, it's out next month. I think I would have been like, nah, I don't need to play a demo. I'm playing it next month. I think I would have done that. However, it was the same. It was pretty much the same stuff I played at E3 last year.
Sure.
So it's like, well, okay, I already did play this, so I'll check it out like at home now, you know. And there are a couple different ways to do the battle system in the game. So I thought, well, I'm going to try what I didn't try at E3. And at E3, I had a version of the battle system where they were kind of set to automatic. Like you'd have an encounter with an enemy. They would just all start slashing away at it, and while they're doing that, you could pause the game and select the next like big attack. Like, okay, I'm going to do a thunder spell, or I'm going to do whatever. So that was how it was when I played it at E3, but when I played it at home, I chose one where I'm manually doing everything, where I'm actually attack, 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 okay, pause and do this spell. Okay, you know, and I don't know. I'm kind of torn because part of me is like, okay, good that I can manually control everything. That is how you're supposed to do it. But then another part of me is like, well, but if all I'm doing is mashing the sword button in between the big moves, why not just set that to automatic and have it do it while I'm planning? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's kind of where I'm stuck between right now, I guess. But but yeah, I mean, I like the demo just like I liked it at E3. I'm as skeptical as anyone about the full game because I feel like Square Enix has, in the Final Fantasy department, has not really delivered for what I am looking for in the past decade.
Yeah, it's been a while.
12?
Are you looking for Butterfingers? Because I got good news for you.
I mean,
you.
I do like Butterfingers, don't get me wrong. So like maybe that will tip the tide. But, you know, so I'm as skeptical as ever. But, I mean, again, it's a universe and a story that I've loved for so long. So it's impossible for me to say, like, wah, 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 you know, like, I am looking forward to it. But I hope it's good. I will say, though, as skeptical as I am, I think the complaint about it, like, you know, they've been posting previews about it on different sites and stuff like that. And I'm still seeing this, like, well, yeah, it's fun, but I can't believe it's going to end at Midgar. It's not going to go past Midgar. I feel like that's tired at this point because I think we've known for like years at this point that that's
how
where
long.
It ends.
Yeah.
So I feel like Midgar is like the first big giant section of the game.
Oh.
Then it opens you to the world map.
No, it ends. This that's coming out ends there, and they're going to continue it later.
How far is that into the game?
It is a huge. It's a huge. The first big chunk of the game is there.
Okay.
I don't know what that breaks down to and how many hours.
But
in the original game, it felt like. It felt very much like a divide in the game. Like you have this. Everything taking place in this futuristic city, and then eventually you leave.
Is it a full price game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, $60 for...
Yes. This? But in the modern context, I feel like you... I feel like we talked about this on here before.
I forget things. I apologize.
But it's... you know, the original game, you're going to all these different places that are essentially just like JPEG backgrounds.
Yeah.
Well, in this game, you can fully explore Midgar. I do wish it was the full game, but what they're essentially doing is they are making a full game out of that first part. Now, whatever with that, like going into, you know, is that right or wrong? Whatever. But
it's
the way
it's
that,
how they're doing it.
But I the mean. Way that I feel at this point is I've known it's been this for like a year or two. And so my choices are either play this or wait until they're all out.
When you're like 50.
Maybe, but I just feel like at this point we should judge it for what it is. Like, we've already known it's going to be that. You know what I mean? But every preview coming out is that. Like, I just can't believe it's going to end here. But, yeah, I get that.
I don't get to go to Cosmo Canyon?
Yeah, but we've known that for so long. And I feel like at this point, go play the original. I feel like this one, what I am looking at with this one is I hope that it's a really rad game that you explore. Midgar was the most interesting area that game. And to me, it always felt like that was its own game. So I feel like if they've said a bunch of times that they're going to, that the length of this game is going to match the entire original old game.
Oh, okay.
But it's just in that area. And so I feel like, okay, well, I'm going to judge it on that.
Yeah.
I'm as skeptical as ever that this will actually pan out and it will be a great game.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm still skeptical on that. But I'm not judging it anymore off of what it's not going to be, because at this point I've known that for like a year or two.
Once you complete all those Butterfinger missions, you're going to, you know, spend up so much time.
But for people who have never played Final Fantasy VII like me or Sean, do you think it's going to impact or hamper the experience at all? Like the story? Or like what's... I was always under the impression that Final Fantasy VII, the charm of it was it had this amazing story to it. Is it going... If we're only getting the first part of the game, is that going to impact that, in your opinion?
Yeah. I don't know, because part of me says, well, yeah. I mean, like, you're... It's the, you know, when you leave Midgar in the original game is when it opens the map up. And it's like, oh, shit, I get to go all these places now. And the story gets anime as fuck from that point on. Like, yeah, you're missing out on that.
But is the Midgar part like its own contained story?
But that's the other thing is, yeah, I do feel, I've always felt like the Midgar section of the game is its own, like, statement.
It's the setup.
Right? It leads you to this other thing, but it definitely always, to me, felt like that was almost its own game, and then the rest of the game is almost this fucking crazy anime that follows it.
Sure.
That's how I've always felt. So do I feel like, do I wish the whole thing was there? Yeah, I mean, I do. I'm just curious how it will... I'm just waiting to see how this pans out. You know, so I could say yes and no to that.
If the whole game came out at once, no one's hard drive would have enough space on...
So we don't know, basically, is what you're saying. That's maybe how it'll, I feel. Maybe it'll be great. Maybe it'll be less than satisfying.
It sounds like, from what I've heard, that they're trying to give it as good of a conclusion as possible in where
part
it will
one
end,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Is what I've heard. Again, the story will not be done for sure, but that's still that's a very solid arc. It will definitely end cliffhangery, but I think that's enough of a statement that it'll be pretty fun. Mm. So I don't know. We'll see if the game is if the game is good.
I got excited at PAX for Wasteland 3. That's all. Wow. Wasteland 3 is coming out. I was surprised to see that.
Hmm. And looks cool.
I saw Chivalry 2. I thought of you, Derek.
Oh, I saw people with Chivalry merchandise. I was like, are they making another Chivalry? I didn't actually see.
It was on the show floor.
God, I would have loved to try that demo. I left the booth for like 30 minutes, and it was such a sensory overload walking around that show floor. I was like, I'm not really absorbing any of this. Oh, there's Wasteland 3. That looks cool.
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of games. I was like taking photos of, oh, that looks interesting. And then I would like review those photos later.
Yeah.
That was my way to absorb it all quickly.
I was going to say, too, that Harmonix had a new game there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm blanking on the name.
Fuser.
Out of nowhere, they had this gigantic booth.
Cool.
Because we were like, where are we hearing all these beats from? They had a gigantic
booth.
Where's
the pyro coming from?
Yeah, they had pyro. They had everything. Yeah. And it was a new game. Yeah, Fuser?
Fuser.
Yeah.
Where you take, like, what is it? The beats from, like, two different songs and, like, mash them up. It's a mashup game.
You could take, like, drum beats from stuff, lyrics, like, vocal tracks from stuff. It was, like, basically, like, you had four tracks to play with. You could do like bass line from this song, and it would auto adjust the BPM. It would be kind of like a more simplified version of like I guess what you're kind of trying to do with DJ Hero, but you get to actually make the music how you want. DJ Hero, you're just going on the set path between two tracks. This was like, grab from your library, experiment.
Huh. That sounds cool. I didn't get to play it. It was interesting. The stage looked rad.
Yeah, I didn't get to play it either, but it came out of nowhere. I honestly didn't know about it, and it looked really cool. Other people I know who that did play it said it was crazy. So, anyway, they made a big impact. Every now and then, you'll go to a convention, and there will be a game that, you know, because there's so much we learn about games now from Twitter or from, you know what I mean? I feel like social media is where you learn about most of the stuff about games at this point. But every now and then, you'll go to a convention, and there will be a game that didn't register to you at all until you're at an in-person event.
Right.
And that was one that I feel like everyone who came to PAX East left going like, oh, yeah, did you see that Harmonix game? You know what I mean? Like,
dude, they were passing out
people,
hats.
I think a lot of people didn't. What's that?
They were passing out, like, hats.
Yeah, they had a legit.
That's what I should have gotten a hat.
Yeah.
I didn't
Sean,
go. God damn it.
Of course Sean is just bummed because he didn't get the fucking free tchotchkes.
Sean should have booked the multi-$100 ticket to get that.
That free fuser snap. You're really going to fucking rock that fuser snap back?
I want the fuser. Maybe they had a Rock Band one laying around in the back. No, and they hit me a Rock Band hat, too.
I saw 1,000 of them. You would have been one of 1,000.
You would look so great. So fucking great with a Rock Band hat. Someone, I just don't look.
That fuser hat was nice, though.
It gave me that hat you have on now, but instead of that stupid fat loser. Was he? I don't know. He's holding a sandwich or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know. Jared with a big bald hoagie. If it just said
Rock Band or like Rock Star
Fuser,
but the rock or Star Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Someone gave me.
I got Harmonix last hat when they had a Fantasia hat. I got that.
I really hate. Oh, I don't even know. I should bring this up.
Oh,
I did get. Uh-oh. Someone brought it over to me. They said that game ruled. By the way, I thought Sean was going to be here, and he gave me. Fuser sunglasses. Free Fuser sunglasses.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I honestly don't know if they made them here. Did anyone have an update?
I was just going to say.
Kevin would know and he's not here.
I left them there. There was a lot of unclaimed junk that I just tossed. I put a big sign that said free on it and left it at the booth. Sorry. We were shipping stuff back. It had to be underweight.
Yeah, I thought those glasses would have made it back. Just ruined it. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Oh,
I thought they were Dragon Age 2 glasses, but you're right. They were.
No, there was one pair.
There was the polarized ones were the Dragon Age 2 glasses we left.
Yeah.
And then those. Shit.
Well, you know, this is my fault for not going.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
There's no one to blame but me. They you know, Rocco, nice, I will. He brought me back a Fan Gamer shirt, which I fucking love.
You did that.
Fan Gamer did this really cool shirt. I took a wild guess. I thought, oh, Sean would like this. Fan Gamer, which by the way, we do great merch. Come on. Mega 64. We got the best stuff.
Let's hear it.
But another group that does really excellent video game inspired themed whatever merch is Fan Gamer. We've always loved those guys.
And we're friends. Good friends
with those guys. Great guys. In fact, I think I have a shirt under that. I'm wearing that Boss. They gave us a shirt of the Boss from Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Great stuff. They make actually good looking merch. But anyway, I took a gamble and I got Sean. They did a shirt of. It's funny. It's the most non Donkey Kong themed Donkey Kong shirts I've ever seen. It is the wireframe of the Rare logo. When it starts, you know, the grid fills in. It's just the grid of the Rare logo.
Before it fills in.
I thought that is so slick. Yeah. And that's kind of a Donkey Kong Country shirt without it having Donkey Kong on it.
100%.
So I got that.
And I love it.
Got that for Sean.
So, you know, you did that for me.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I already got these sick glasses. You know, yeah, I can't, you know.
Why would you replace those?
They're perfect. Exactly. So,
you know what?
Maybe it's all for the best.
Next week, I'm taking you to Burger Lounge for lunch.
Okay. Well, that would be lovely. Thank you.
He might prefer Shake Shack.
That's right. Shake Shack.
Burger Lounge is also good.
I just like burgers in general, so I'll go anywhere for a burger.
Sean's not like other guys. He's kind of
cheeseburger.
Kind of likes burgers.
Call me, maybe.
Al.
Ishmael. I don't know. Just give me a burger.
We had a good run there. That was pretty good.
All right, if you don't want Shake Shack, we could go to the lounge like I misspoke.
Let's all go. Hey, let's all go to Shake Shack tomorrow. Sean will be so happy. I mean, I'll be happy. I like Shake Shack.
Yeah.
It's good. Hey, when we went there, I had a burger where the patty was made out of fucking giant mushroom.
Portobello.
And it was great. You didn't need, I didn't even need the meat. But let's go tomorrow because then Sean will be happy. Kevin will be pissed off because he probably won't be here.
Yeah.
So then what we're shifting the negative energy because it's got to go somewhere.
Got to go somewhere.
We don't want to disperse it. We want to just send
give
it,
to, it
Kevin
all to Kevin
and doom him and curse him.
Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be redistributed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to give it to that fucker.
Yeah. That might heal him. He needs it.
You know, the setup this week, it looks like Derek is like some... We got to rearrange this.
Why am
like
I so far away?
He's so far away.
Go to the wide shot.
And it creates, speaking of energy.
Look at that. It's like the three amigos and the teacher.
It creates.
Scoot your chair over.
No, I refuse to move it. But
it'd be solved.
The, you know, the it looks like there's a divide, and I don't like that kind of vibe.
It looks like you guys are too close. You
got
to scoot.
Yeah, Rocco got right next to me because he said, I want to be next to my Sean.
I just sat down.
He said that to me.
He's overshadowing you, Sean.
I sat down. That's it.
He tried.
And it really speaks exactly what the chat says. Speaks to the rift. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, okay.
Just kind of, you know, it's kind of depressing.
There is a rift. I do sense that.
Between who?
Sean and Rocco.
What?
Yeah, by Derek being away, it puts spotlight on us two.
You ever notice that Sean and Rocco hate each other?
I have. Yeah. I've noticed that.
Oh, Derek, you didn't see the intro. And
I've been reading.
You should have seen
it. You didn't see the intro to this podcast. Sean could not even hide it.
I read some stuff. I was in the Engage forum.
Fucking tired from the time change. That fucked me up.
Derek, I slept probably 14 hours a night every night.
We lost
last week, so I don't even identify
with the time change will affect me tomorrow when I have to wake up. I wake up at 6:20 every morning, so now it's like 5:20. So that will fuck me up. But today I slept in to I guess it was 8:30. So that's great.
That's pretty good. 7:30 normally.
Time did you go to bed last night?
I usually fall asleep around 10:30, 11. Now average.
You can stay up that late? 10:30 to 6:30. That's a pretty good night of sleep.
It's pretty good.
I went to bed at 2.
Ooh.
Looked at my clock. Suddenly it's fucking 3.
Oh,
bullshit.
It was bullshit. Now I'm tired.
The past 3 to 4 days, I've been falling asleep around midnight and waking up about 2:30
p.m.
Dang.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Dang.
Fearless leader.
Whoa.
Our sleepy leader.
You got to get that beauty rest.
I've been having fucking Kevin Finnerty style dreams. Oh.
You look...
Hopefully, is this cool?
Hopefully some people
is this cool
that.
Hairdo?
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Let's
I'm
see.
Feeling emo.
Whoa.
He loves you. Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
yeah,
he loves you, yeah.
When I was a young boy, my father.
That's sick, dude.
Is that MCR?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. Scene, Derek.
This ain't a scene.
Pierce that fucking lip, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I should. I remember when I had lip piercing?
Yeah, dude. I fucking bites. Remember.
I was cool.
Hell yeah, you were.
I used to be the cool guy, y'all.
I miss cool Derek.
Me too. Anyway, you guys should all do cool hairstyles right now.
Everyone at home, that's
a
podcast.
Do a cool hairstyle.
Challenge of the week. That's what we always do every week is do a cool hairstyle.
Rocco, you should do a cool hairstyle.
I don't have one.
Yeah, you do. There you go.
I don't know. It's all like...
That's cool.
Gelled up.
You make it emo. Make it like an emo hairstyle. Yeah! Look at Garrett is like a...
Got a
he's
devil
like a
lock.
Misfit.
That's cool.
I can do a devil lock. I can do a double lock. Let me see. What's a Misfit song?
They don't have
Earth
any.
AD, baby.
They don't have any songs.
I got something to say. Dominus conformus solus.
Oh, you look good.
Hello, word. Hello, word. Moments like this never end.
That's good.
That's really good. You're strong.
Sean,
baritone.
What do you got?
I don't fucking got anything.
Sean, sing a Misfit song or Danzig.
Yeah, or get a weird hairstyle. One of the three.
I don't have hair left to do a style. What am I going to do? I cut it all off. It's all
What'd
gone.
What'd you do that for? Grow it out long.
No.
Yeah, do the Cobain look like 2009.
Dude, that was... I like that look.
Do that again.
I can do this.
Hold on.
But
there was a point in Mega 64 where I was the only one without long hair. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Look at this.
Bunch of hippies.
Is this cool?
You like that?
That's Whistler's
cool.
Mother. Willard. Or no, not Whistler's mother. American Gothic. No.
Hold on.
Norman Bates.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Mother.
Hold on. Let's see how creepy
looks like Chef.
Can get.
You're starting to look like Emo Phillips.
Uh-oh. See if I can get...
Oh, call me Mr. Butterfinger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you look cool now.
Transforming into a different character. That's
look
cool.
Like Norman. Who's the kid? Guy with the rats?
Yeah.
Willard.
Oh, Willard.
Willard. Willard.
I said that.
Puerto no, Rican Willard.
Look like Little Nicky.
Little Nicky. Little Nick.
My father's the devil!
Whoa. Good job, Little Nicky.
That's good. That's pretty good.
Opperman, Yopato.
What was that?
Yopato. Oh, wait. I got an idea. I can do this.
Oh, how about that? Soundgarden.
Yeah, put this on now.
That looks good. Yeah. You should do dress.
It actually does look good.
This is great. That looks great.
Yeah, that actually looks good.
It's fucking awesome. Is that a
nutsack? What?
All right, cool.
Hey, it looked like it's a tribute. What's the guy who died? Soundgarden.
Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell tribute.
Well, thanks for watching, everyone.
Oh, we've now watching, hit the guys. Midpoint of the podcast.
We're at the new point of the podcast where Sean and I are going to do a Soundgarden duet.
All right. Take us out with that. We'll end the podcast with
all right.
That. Go ahead.
Ready, Sean?
Yep.
Follow me into the desert. Down the desert.
As you are.
Fuck. I don't know the word.
What's words?
In my eyes, true disperse, alive to no one knows. Black hole sun, won't you come?
And wash away the rain.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Won't you come?
I miss him so much.